Okay, welcome to day 31 of our 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. If you're keeping track, yes, you did hear that correctly. Day 31 of 33, and that means we are rounding third and heading home to our consecration day. It's right around the corner. And today, we have a great day lined up here. We'll be learning about how Saint Joseph is known as the terror of demons. This is actually one of my favorite days in the consecration here. One of my favorite titles of his, and I think you'll see why once we get into things. But before I get too far, as always, let's open in prayer. I actually have a special prayer for today. So, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our gifts, all of our talents, all of the blessings that you've bestowed upon all of us. And we thank you for this time that we get to share together, learning and growing closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We ask you to please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today. And I have a special prayer today for this day of reflection. Saint Joseph, the terror of demons, cast your solemn gaze upon the devil and all his minions, and protect us with your mighty staff. You fled through the night to avoid the devil's wicked designs. Now, with the power of God, smite the demons as they flee from you. Grant special protection, we pray, for children, fathers, families, and the dying. By God's grace, no demon dares approach while you are near. So we beg of you, always be near to us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started on day 31. Terror of demons, pray for us. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph pursued their way through many towns in Egypt, driving out the demons not only from the idols, but out of many bodies possessed by them, curing many that were grievously and dangerously ill. Venerable Mary of Agreda. Demons fear Jesus. Demons fear Mary. Did you know that demons fear Saint Joseph as well? It's true. Demons are absolutely terrified of Saint Joseph. Evil spirits are terrified of Saint Joseph because he alone is the spouse of the Immaculata and the father of Jesus Christ. Saint Joseph is the gateway to Jesus and Mary. Everything that touches him becomes a relic. He saved the Savior from Herod, spent decades in adoration, exercised paternal authority over Jesus, and made it possible for Jesus and Mary to offer their sacrifice on Calvary. Demons have plenty to be afraid of in the person of Saint Joseph. He is mighty. Saint Joseph is a dragon slayer. The title Terror of Demons is the most unique title of Saint Joseph. It is a fearsome and commanding title. It is the title of a warrior. The lily Saint Joseph holds in his hand is a mighty spiritual weapon, a sword of purity. It has the power to pierce fire-breathing dragons, demons, and conquer every form of filth and darkness. The lily he wields is a threat to all the filthy forces of Satan. Demons are terrified at the mere mention of Saint Joseph's name. They fear everything about Saint Joseph. How terrified are they, you ask? Well, terrified enough that they fear when he sleeps. When Saint Joseph slumbers, he speaks to God. It doesn't matter if his mind and body are at rest. Saint Joseph's spirit is always at attention and ready to protect, defend, and fight for Jesus, Mary, and souls. When Saint Joseph rises from sleep, demons know he will promptly do the will of God and block their evil intentions. Whether Saint Joseph is awake or asleep, all hell trembles before the Father and King of the Holy Family. Saint Joseph is a quiet man, but he is not a timid man. One glance of his eyes sends all hell into flight. One word from his mouth routs the forces of darkness as an axe levels a field of trees. Who can stand against you if the terror of demons protects you? Saint Joseph will protect you against Satan and his demons. Satan is not a myth. Neither are evil spirits and demons. The world considers these creatures to be fairy tales and legends, but they are real. We are in a spiritual battle. Satan and his demons are out to get you. Saint Peter offered the following description of the devil and the hellish threat he poses. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. To defeat the devil, you need Jesus, Mary, Saint Joseph, and the teachings and sacraments of the Catholic Church. Every Christian needs truth and the strong spiritual fatherhood of Saint Joseph. You are a child of Saint Joseph. It doesn't matter if you are 6 years old or 60 years old. Jesus himself referred to grown men on the shores of Galilee as children. See John chapter 21, verse 5. Jesus is God, and he has appointed Saint Joseph to be your loving spiritual father. In times of fear, oppression, mortal danger, and extreme temptation, run to your spiritual father. He will fight for you. The terror of demons is ready to slay dragons for you. Saint Joseph, may you and your immaculate spouse assist me in the final struggle. Saint John Newman. Terror of Demons. O glorious Saint Joseph, pray for me, assist me, and defend me from Satan. Saint Anthony Mary Claret. After the Virgin Mary, demons fear Saint Joseph more than any other saint. The devil fears Saint Joseph more than he fears the Pope. How is this possible? Isn't the Pope the Vicar of Christ? Yes, but the Pope is only the Vicar of Christ. He is not the Father of Christ. The Vicar of Christ has authority over the mystical body of Christ, the Church, but Saint Joseph has the extraordinary gift and power of paternal intercession in heaven. The power of Saint Joseph is greater than that of the ancient Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, and of Saint Peter. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. The power of Saint Joseph is truly extraordinary. He alone bears the title Terror of Demons. What makes this unique title of Saint Joseph so extraordinary is that Saint Joseph was not a pope, a priest, a monk, or a martyr. Saint Joseph is a layman. Like most laymen, he is a father and a husband. It is his loving fatherhood, in particular, that gives Saint Joseph extraordinary intercessory power. Have you heard of Blessed Bartolo Longo, who lived during the late 19th and early 20th century? He was born in Lazzano, Italy, to a devout Catholic family. As a young man, he studied law at the University of Naples. After being swept away by various political ideologies, he became anti-Catholic, radically opposed to what he believed were the old wives' tales of Catholicism. Within a short period of time, he went from adhering to nationalistic ideologies to becoming involved in spiritualism. This led him to attend seances and become an ordained priest of Satan. Bartolo's involvement with the occult and spiritualism left him empty and unhappy. He suffered from hallucinations, torturous nightmares, frazzled nerves, bodily ailments, and severe depression. Seeking guidance, he turned to a friend and a Dominican priest and began to experience a radical conversion. Fearing for his soul, he renounced spiritualism and its practices and turned back to Catholicism, to the Catholicism of his youth. In gratitude for having been delivered from the occult, he became a Third Order Dominican and dedicated his life to the spread of the Rosary, especially by renewing the Catholic faith in the ancient city of Pompeii and building there the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary. He was very devoted to Saint Joseph, prayed to him every day, and was particularly fond of his title, Terror of Demons. Bartolo had such a great love for Saint Joseph that he wrote a lengthy book of meditations and prayers to Saint Joseph to be used for the month of March. Bartolo Longo, the former satanic priest, was beatified by Saint John Paul II in 1980. It is a great blessing for souls to be under the protection of the saint whose name makes demons tremble and flee. Blessed Bartolo Longo. Pronounce often and with great confidence the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Their names bring peace, love, health, blessings, majesty, glory, admiration, joy, happiness, and veneration. Their holy names are a blessing to angels and men, and a terror to demons. Christians should always have the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in their hearts and on their lips. Blessed Bartolo Longo. The life of Blessed Bartolo Longo gives us more proof that the wonders of Saint Joseph are without number, and the devil is terrorized by all of them. The fatherhood of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The humility of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The charity of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The poverty of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The purity of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The obedience of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The silence of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The suffering of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The prayer of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The name of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. The sleep of Saint Joseph terrorizes the devil. Of the wonders, two in particular need to be emphasized in our day: the fatherhood of Saint Joseph and the purity of Saint Joseph. These wonders of Saint Joseph need to be highlighted because all men, laymen, and clergy need to realize the power that fatherhood and the purity have over the forces of darkness. All fatherhood is a threat to Satan. For centuries, the devil delighted in the reality that so few Christians prayed to Saint Joseph and called upon his paternal intercession. Today, God wants to make Saint Joseph's fatherhood known and replicated in the world. This terrifies Satan. The devil knows what the intercession of Saint Joseph is capable of doing. If men resemble Saint Joseph, the kingdom of Satan will be destroyed. Satan hates motherhood too, of course, especially disdaining and fearing the Virgin Mary. Women are the bearers of life, and the devil hates life. Satan hates fatherhood because of the inherent power in all fatherhood. All fatherhood has its origin in God and finds its earthly model in Saint Joseph. All fatherhood has the power to combat evil. Lucifer fears the fatherhood of Saint Joseph more than any other creaturely fatherhood, because the devil knows that there is no created person who has a greater participation in the fatherhood of God than Saint Joseph. The devil is infuriated by the fact that God humbled himself to become a man and submitted himself to the fourth commandment. Honor your father and mother. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. In taking on human nature, the second person of the Blessed Trinity chose a life of submitting to, obeying, and honoring mortals. The fact that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords obeyed the fourth commandment and submitted himself to the authority of Saint Joseph on earth is incomprehensible to Satan. God lowered himself to obey and serve creatures made from dust. The filial obedience of Jesus to Saint Joseph was met with the disdain of the devil. Saint Joseph's fatherhood has power. The devil hates that Jesus and Mary obeyed the loving directives of Saint Joseph. Now, in heaven, the intercessory power of Saint Joseph poses a serious threat to the wiles of the devil, and the devil knows it. The Eternal Father shares with Saint Joseph the authority which he has over the incarnate Word, just as God shared with Adam his authority over creatures. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. In the Holy Family, he, Saint Joseph, represented the Heavenly Father. Blessed James Alberon. The two greatest personages who ever lived on this earth subjected themselves to him, Saint Joseph, Saint Madeleine Sophie Barat. Saint Joseph was called by God to serve the person and mission of Jesus directly through the exercise of his fatherhood, Saint John Paul II. In the home of Nazareth, Saint Joseph's directives were akin to paternal commands. In heaven, Jesus continues to listen to his virginal father because Saint Joseph's desires are always in accord with God's most holy will. Satan is terrified that Saint Joseph continues to exercise paternal influence in heaven through his extraordinary intercession with the Son of God. The devil hates God, the Father, and every reflection of his fatherhood. This hatred incites the devil to destroy fatherhood in all men, laymen as well as priests. Undoubtedly, the devil has a tremendous fear of zealous popes, holy priests, and the blood of the martyrs, but he also greatly fears laymen who pattern their fatherhood off of Saint Joseph. The last thing the devil wants is for men to be apparitions of Saint Joseph, increasing the presence of Saint Joseph in the world. If a man allows himself to be an apparition of Saint Joseph, imitating the virtues of Saint Joseph, Satan becomes powerless in his attacks against the family, the domestic church, and the mystical body of Christ, the church. When laymen, priests, and bishops pattern their paternal authority after that of Saint Joseph, the church will experience tremendous victories over evil. The loving and merciful fatherhood of Saint Joseph serves as the model for all men, teaching them the proper use of paternal authority and cooperation with Jesus and Mary in the salvation of the world. The loving and merciful fatherhood of Saint Joseph serves as the model for all men, teaching them the proper use of paternal authority and cooperation with Jesus and Mary in the salvation of the world. Saint Joseph was not only disdained as a relief to the Mother of God, who had so many tribulations on earth. Not only was he the supporter of Jesus Christ, but he was also destined to cooperate, in a way, in the redemption of the world. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. The purity of Saint Joseph also terrorizes Satan. It is a tragedy that the majority of art depicting Saint Joseph has presented him as an elderly man. Sadly, sometimes he is even presented as soft and effeminate. This is far from the truth of who Saint Joseph is as a man. Saint Joseph is a dragon slayer. His lily is not the cause, it is not the cane of an old man. It is the lance of a knight. Rare is the artist who has depicted the lily of Saint Joseph as a sharp weapon piercing the serpent dragon. What the church needs today are images that depict Saint Joseph as a dragon slayer. He worked with manly tools, chopped wood, and swung a sharp axe. Such images are needed in homes and churches today to convey the real manhood of Saint Joseph. See commissioned artwork on pages 311 to 320. The purity of Saint Joseph is a weapon against the filth and perversions of the devil. Satan is filthy, perverse, and pornographic creature. Purity repulses him. It pierces him. The number one sin among men today is impurity. It is a spiritual plague destroying the minds and hearts of men on a global scale. The spiritual plague of impurity involves pornography, immoral actions with oneself, homosexual acts and lifestyles, pedophilia, cohabitation, contraception, and abortion. These sins leave men powerless and spiritually impotent. Men who are impure have no power. Impure men pose no threat to the devil because they are spiritually impotent. This explains why so many men today have no strength to fight evil. The devil doesn't fear many men today. Satan has nothing to fear from a man who has freely chosen to let demons into his life through lust, pornography, immoral desires, and every other form of perversion. A filthy heart blinds a person to the countenance of God. If men want to see God and have power over darkness, they must strive to have a chaste and loving heart like Saint Joseph. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Saint Joseph sees the face of God and has power over evil because he is pure. On earth, he gazed upon the face of Jesus for decades. In heaven, he gazes upon the divine countenance forever. The radiance of Saint Joseph's face blinds the demons of hell. The church and the world need men who are terrors of demons. It will only happen when men imitate the purity of Saint Joseph. If men do this, the world will be renewed. If priests and bishops do this, the church will be renewed. When priests and bishops have pure hearts that reflect the knight-like spirit and the warrior-like purity of Saint Joseph, parishes will once again be filled with throngs of people zealous for the things of God. When bishops imitate the purity, zeal, and fatherhood of Saint Joseph, mankind will once again look to the church as a moral compass of the world. All men can become terrors of demons if they imitate Saint Joseph. Valiant and strong is the man who, like Saint Joseph, preserves in humility. He will be a conqueror at once of the devil and of the world, which is full of ambition, vanity, and pride. St. Francis de Sales. Men who want to be pure, pray. Without prayer, no one, male or female, can be pure. Pope Leo XIII understood this very well. At the end of the 19th century, Satan unleashed a spiritual deluge of filth, immodesty, and impurity on the world. Pope Leo XIII desired to fight it and forged together two of the greatest spiritual weapons the Church has in her arsenal, the Rosary and Saint Joseph. The prophetic Pope requested that the following prayer to Saint Joseph be prayed at the end of the Rosary in the month of October. To you, O blessed Joseph, we have recourse in our affliction, and having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we now, with hearts filled with confidence, earnestly beg you to take us under your protection. Through that sacred bond of charity which united you to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God, and by that fatherly love with which you embraced the child Jesus, we humbly beg you to look graciously upon the beloved inheritance which Jesus Christ purchased by his blood, and to aid us in our necessities with your power and strength. Defend, O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, the chosen children of Jesus Christ. Keep from us, O most loving Father, all blight of error and corruption. Aid us from on high, most valiant defender, in this conflict with the powers of darkness. And just as you once saved the child Jesus from mortal danger, so now defend God's holy church from the snares of the enemy and all adversity. Shield us by your constant protection, so that, supported by your example and strengthened by your help, we may be able to live a virtuous life, die a happy death, and obtain everlasting bliss in heaven. Amen. The Church needs to constantly invoke the aid of Saint Joseph to overcome the devil. Saint Joseph is more powerful in heaven than he was on earth. It is true that the other saints enjoy great power in heaven, but they ask as servants and do not command as masters. Saint Joseph, to whose authority Jesus was subject on earth, obtains what he desires from his kingly foster son in heaven, Saint Thomas Aquinas. What could Jesus Christ refuse Saint Joseph, who never refused him anything during his mortal life on earth? Saint Augustine. The Lord wants us to understand that just as he was subject to Saint Joseph on earth, for since bearing the title of father, being the Lord's tutor, Joseph could give the child commands, so in heaven God does whatever he commands. Saint Teresa of Avila. Since it is written that God will do the will for them that fear him, how can he refuse to do the will of Saint Joseph, who nourished him for so long with the sweat of his brow? Saint Ambrose. We must be convinced that, in consideration of his great merits, God will not refuse Saint Joseph any grace that he asks for those who honor him. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. Whenever the divine favor chooses someone for a special grace or an exalted position, it endows the person thus chosen with all the gifts necessary for him and for his task. This was preeminently verified in Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus Christ, and true spouse of the Queen of Heaven and Mistress of Angels. He was chosen by the Father as a faithful foster father and guardian of his principal treasures, that is, his son and his spouse. If you compare him to the whole church of Christ, he is not that chosen and unique man through whom and under whom Christ was brought into the world with due order and honor? If then the entire Holy Church is in debt to the Virgin Mother, because through her she was made worthy to receive Christ, after Mary, she owes him gratitude and singular veneration. For he is the key of the Old Testament, in whom the dignity of the patriarchs and the prophets attain its promised fruit. There can be no doubt that in heaven Christ did not deny Joseph the familiarity, reverence, and exalted dignity which he tendered him as a son to his father while he lived among men. He rather increased and perfected it. Saint Bernardine of Siena. Saint Joseph, with the love and generosity with which he guarded Jesus, so too will he guard your soul as he defended him from Herod. So will he defend your soul from the fiercest Herod, the devil. All the care that the patriarch Saint Joseph has for Jesus, he has for you and will always help you with his patronage. He will free you from the persecution of the wicked and proud Herod and will not allow your heart to be estranged from Jesus. Ite ed Iosef. Go to Joseph with extreme confidence, because I do not remember having asked anything from St. Joseph without having obtained it readily. St. Pio of Petrolicina. Your name, Joseph, is the joy of heaven, the honor of earth, and the comfort of mortals. Your name invigorates the weak, comforts the afflicted, heals the sick, softens hardened hearts, helps us in temptation, frees us from the snares of the devil, obtains every gift, and shares in the power of the holy names of Jesus and Mary. Blessed Bartolo Longo. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph, most just, pray for us. Joseph, most chaste, pray for us. Joseph, most prudent, pray for us. Joseph, most courageous, pray for us. Joseph, most obedient, pray for us. Joseph, most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons. pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. How about that for day 31? Not bad. The terror of demons. Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is a dragon slayer. That's, you picture and, you know, and meditate on the fatherly role that Saint Joseph had with Jesus and the role of husband that he had with our Blessed Mother. It's kind of like one of those side jobs that Saint Joseph had. His side job was a dragon slayer. Wasn't a side job, it was a full-time job. But to this day, he is a dragon slayer. But this is just an incredible title that that he's been given. And right out of the gates, right at the very first sentence of our reflection for today, demons fear Jesus, obviously. Demons fear Mary, of course. Jesus is a part of Mary and will always be a part of Mary. And anything that is directly affiliated with Jesus, demons hate, Satan hates. But then they pose the question, did you know that demons fear Saint Joseph as well? There is no saint. There is no one after Jesus and Mary that Satan hates more than Saint Joseph. There's a line that I was told one time that you may have heard, and it goes, the greatest lie the devil ever told was that he didn't exist. It's a very powerful quote. I wish I knew who originally said that, or maybe it just goes back a very long ways, but it's a very powerful quote, to say the least. And to be completely honest, I didn't really fully understand the depth and the power of evil until fairly recently, actually. And I probably never will fully understand the power and the depth of evil with Satan until Christ returns. But I never have to worry about it after that day, which I think we all greatly look forward to. But I read a book once. It was a book by someone by the name of Stephen J. Rossetti. And it's called The Diary of an American Exorcist, Demons, Possession, and the Modern-Day Battle Against Ancient Evil. It's an excellent book. I've recommended it to many people. I've actually given copies to several people. And today being where we learned and reflected on the title of Saint Joseph as the Terror of Demons, I had to pull this book back off the shelf because this was too good not to reference. And there's two real short excerpts I just wanted to read. This is actually part of the introduction, but it says that I'm often asked how I became an exorcist. The answer is quite simple. The Blessed Virgin picked me. The journey started with a powerful spiritual experience when I was a seminarian. One night, I had just gone to bed but hadn't fallen asleep yet. Suddenly, I was invisibly attacked. It was unbelievably powerful and incredibly fast. with a graced insight, I instantly knew what it was. Satan was attacking me, and I was going to be quickly overwhelmed. My rosary beads were on the table at the foot of my bed. The moment the attack started, I instantly thought of these beads. I lunged out of bed and thrust my hand to grab my rosary. The instant I touched the beads, the attack stopped. So I went back to bed and fell quickly asleep. In those 2 seconds, I learned about 80% of what an exorcist needs to know. Satan is very powerful and moves at lightning speed. Angels and demons travel at the speed of thought. I am no match for Satan. Even the smallest of demons is exponentially stronger than any human. But the Blessed Virgin casts out the Prince of Darkness and his minions with ease. If I hold on to her, I will be safe and she will protect me. And when it's all over, I can go back to sleep and be at peace. 25 years later, I was appointed a diocesan exorcist. I have been one now for over a dozen years. Our little exorcism team has a very active caseload. We receive many new calls each week, plus we handle dozens of ongoing cases. So there have been lots of experiences to fuel these diaries. And wherever I go, my rosary beads are always on my person. Even when I sleep, these beads are wrapped around my left hand. The diary entries are not exaggerated in any way. Some details of individuals have been altered or deleted to protect the individual's identities. But each of the entries is a factual account of my diary experiences or the experiences of our team. They are the truth, without varnish or hype. You may believe them or not, but they are what we exorcists experience and talk about among ourselves. When I speak to other exorcists around the country and in other countries, I find that my experiences are very similar to theirs. There's a common body of exorcism knowledge that is growing based on our common experiences. After a number of the diary entries, I've included theological reflections. These are meant to explain in more detail some of the theological truths and realities presupposed in these diary entries. The reflection often includes citations from the scriptures and insights of church fathers and other theologians. I hope they will help you to understand the entries more fully. Nevertheless, much of the world of angels and demons remains a mystery to us. Despite all the demonic antics and the havoc that Satan can cause, it is my hope that the underlying message will come through. There is only one God and one Savior, Jesus Christ. When faced with the infinite power of God, Satan is a dust bunny. His actions are limited and his time is very short. Soon he will be cast into the pit forever. In the meantime, we trust in God. Hold fast to the salvation of Jesus and invoke the protection of the Blessed Virgin, the saints, and the angels. We have no reason to fear. I sleep very well at night, despite the occasional demonic attacks. Be at peace. Jesus has already won the battle. Needless to say, this book I'm referring to is written as a diary, and there are, I believe, 95 diary entries in this book, all of which have shed tremendous insight on the depth and the powers of evil. And conversely, it shows with great faith the depth and the powers of our Blessed Mother, Jesus, and our Heavenly Father have over the evil one. And Saint Joseph, above all the other saints, is known as the terror of demons. And you better believe there is a diary entry in here dedicated to him. It was a shorter one, but nonetheless, it was definitely worthy of being in the diary. And that was the other piece I just wanted to reflect on here today. Exorcist Diary 66. Who is the terror of demons? At the beginning of a session, I typically ask the afflicted person if he or she has a devotion to a particular saint. If so, we will invoke that saint during the prayers. Recently, in response to my query, a person said, Saint Joseph. So, during the session, while the demons were fully manifesting, I invoked Saint Joseph. The demons frantically yelled, No, not him, stop! Pressing the advantage, our team prayed again and again and again, Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Joseph, cast out the demons. The afflicted person had made considerable progress in recent days, and her life is almost back to normal, with few demonic symptoms. Many people think of Saint Joseph as a kind, pious old man who cared for Jesus and Mary. That is true, but he is a true father figure, strong in faith, and a defender of the family. Venerable Mother Mary of Agreda, 1602 to 1665, in her famous work, The Mystical City of God, said that God granted Saint Joseph certain privileges, including inspiring the demons with terror at the mere mention of his name. In the Litany of Saint Joseph, he is invoked under many titles, most notably Terror of Demons. As Father Donald Calloway, author of Consecration to Saint Joseph, notes, after the Virgin Mary, demons fear Saint Joseph more than any other saint. Blessed Bartolo Longo, a satanic priest before his conversion, told us, it is a great blessing for souls to be under the protection of the Saint Joseph, whose name makes demons tremble and flee. So, Father Donald Calloway got a little bit of a shout out here, a little bit of a mention in the diary. But again, it just brings home the point that Saint Joseph is someone you can call to when you are in darkness, when you are in a difficult time, and he will come and he will help and he will be there with you, just as our Blessed Mother will and Jesus as well. The Holy Family is an unstoppable force against evil. There is nothing that Satan hates more than the Holy Family. Specifically, something else I wanted to make mention of here is, as we're going through the terror of demons, Satan hates families. Satan hates all fatherhood. He despises fatherhood because he knows the power of what fatherhood can hold. And as it was mentioned in here, all fatherhood is a threat to Satan. For centuries, the devil delighted in the reality that so few Christians prayed to Saint Joseph and called upon his paternal intercession. Today, God wants to make Saint Joseph's fatherhood known and replicated in the world. And this is what terrifies Satan, because Satan knows the power of a strong family that follows Christ under the guidance and the shield of a strong father. And as it was also mentioned in here, all fatherhood has the power to combat evil. Lucifer fears the fatherhood of Saint Joseph more than any creaturely fatherhood, because the devil knows that there is no created person who has greater participation in the fatherhood of God than Saint Joseph. It's written in Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and mother. And this is what, again, it was mentioned that the devil was infuriated by the fact that God humbled himself to become man and submitted himself to this fourth commandment. So, I've said it once, I've said it probably a few times now, Saint Joseph's fatherhood has power. And Saint Joseph is the terror of demons. My Latin is not the greatest. But as we did mention, the Latin phrase of go to Joseph, go to Saint Joseph. That's something I just really want to stress today. Also, I was told by a good friend of mine, Deacon Chuck, that my French pronunciation, in the nicest way, could use some work. I learned that X's are U's, kind of like in Polish, the W's are actually V's. So I will try to change my X's into U's, and if I come across any other Polish, I'll keep my W's as V's too, because I was a little bit aware of that. But thank you, Deacon Chuck, for pointing that out. If anyone else has any critiques, I'm open to them, because I know that my pronunciations and some of these are, well, they're a bit rough, but I'm trying my best. And you guys are too, because we're on day 33, and we're almost there to our consecration day. So thanks again for following along today. I know this was a little bit of a longer episode, and by a little bit, I know this was a longer episode, but this has been a true pleasure and a real honor to be able to walk this path with you on your consecration, and maybe for some of you, your renewal of your consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. So tomorrow we will be getting into day 32, which is actually the close of the litany, where we'll be reviewing how Saint Joseph is known as the protector of the Holy Church. And after that, we enter into our final couple days. So, but until then, have a great day today. A lot to reflect on, a lot to pray on, a lot to meditate on today, and I encourage you to do all of that. So, thanks again for listening and praying along, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.